and welcome to Rainy Tuesdays, a podcast by friends for friends. I'm Adam, and I'm here with Margo.
Hi.
And Ryan.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Yeah. It's just living life.
Living on this earth that's spinning constantly.
It's spinning faster and faster each day.
Oh, wouldn't that be crazy?
I mean, technically, I think it is, but it's like...
But like, if you could feel it... Fair. Yeah, I don't know. Have you guys done anything crazy, fun, interesting?
Went and seen some movies.
Yeah. Fair. Movies, TV shows, yeah. Video games.
All the media.
Yeah. Get back to video games. I need to play Cyberpunk again.
If we were to be like gamers together, what game do you think would fit this dynamic best?
Like that, like a game we could all play at the same time, yeah. Or a game that we're just all playing.
Well, now I'm curious about both, but my question was the first.
I mean, maybe because I just played Baldur's Gate for like a month and a half of my entire life. Maybe that, but because you can't do multiplayer for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Borderlands 2.
I love Borderlands 2 in a group. That can be my. Stand back and like occasionally heal people.
I was unaware that they were making a Borderlands movie, but did you guys see the trailer for it?
I did.
Yes.
I don't think it looks that great.
It's not look that great.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. But looks wise, I don't know if there was any world in which it would look great.
I think
it is difficult. It's kind of the thing that I was thinking of for a lot of criticism of the Avatar live action thing of like just live action versions of things that are stylized are really difficult, and I don't know, Borderlands is difficult to
cell shading.
Really construe, but they didn't really do themselves any favors. The cast does not look the part at all.
Yeah maybe
it's like there's a
like that's it.
Oh, I don't
really okay.
I don't know. I think she looks possibly the worst.
I think Kevin Hart as Roland is the worst.
Kevin Hart is bad. It's really bad. I don't think Kate Blanchett looks good either.
Okay.
Yeah.
The wig is not great. Jack Black's Claptrap is interesting as well.
That one I'm actually so for.
Okay.
Yeah. I think just voice-wise.
Yeah.
It really works.
Two things that are interesting about that movie. One, it has a ghostwriter on it. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I did not.
So, like, one of the writers is not a real person. It's someone's using, like, a ghostwriter name.
Oh,
so
they don't want to be attached to this movie.
So, some people think it's the guy that, like, wrote The Last of Us show. Was at one point in talks. But he's denied it and said that's not him. So.
Well, of course he would if he was a ghostwriter.
Yeah. So I don't know, but that's just interesting that it's like, well, that's not great that someone's already being like, yeah, it's not me, or doesn't want their name attached. I also just don't know how it's going to do monetarily. Like, I think Borderlands is popular, but like, are people going to go out and see it in theaters? And I also just don't know that it has that much of an appeal with like a general audience.
And I don't think it's as popular anymore. I know a lot of people didn't like Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2 is the one that was really beloved, but that was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
They've not really done much since that's really garnered the same level of appeal. And the general public doesn't know that at all. So you just kind of feel it as like a goofy action movie, but there's a lot of them. So you're hard to stand out.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know.
I'm on the way, but
I did not know they were making another one.
It's like in the works. There's not like trailers out for it yet, but they've been like teasing it subtly.
Fair enough. I could see that. I could see both options. I feel like it would be very goofy if we had tried to play something more, like, action-y. But I could see easily us doing, like, a little adventuring, like, roaming.
I think if we were talking of transitioning to the Let's Play gaming world, it would be Borderlands, because we could talk over it.
Yeah.
But as, like, an actual group, doing zany things, it would be something like Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. I can see it. Yeah.
Fortnite. I've been really into Fortnite still, like for the past
like months.
Yeah. It's so good. It's like, there's no game.
You said they brought back like some original stuff, right? Is that still going on, or was that just like a special?
That was just for a month, and that was really a lot of fun because it was like, wow, the game was like so good then. And now it's still good. It's just very different.
Yeah.
There's so many like weird crossovers in the game. Lady Gaga's in the game now. Peter Griffin. Aang, the Avatar, is coming in.
Good.
Naruto. Thanos. Mm-hmm. Like, any Marvel DC character.
I thought Thanos already was there.
Martin Luther King's in there.
Wow. Okay.
That feels
not right.
I don't know about that one.
All right. Anyway. I'm gonna swiftly move on from this. I don't know to what. We're gonna talk about.
Would you rather play Fortnite with Martin Luther King or play Borderlands with Martin Luther King?
Yeah, the Martin Luther King was like a tie-in event. They also have like an anti-Apple skin for when they like sued Apple. They like monetized that and made a skin about it.
I completely forgot about them suing Apple.
Yeah, I think it's at the Supreme Court right now.
Oh, good for them.
They keep escalating it because Apple doesn't want to open their app store.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to play Would You Rather this episode. That's the extent of it. All right. Would you rather have to perform your favorite song in front of a sold-out arena or in front of the original artist?
I think the original artist.
Yeah, original artist.
Okay. But, like, just them alone watching you.
Yeah, because I think, one, you don't have to butcher a song in front of many people who paid to be there. But also, I think it's a little endearing to play a song badly that you like for your favorite artist. And they're like, oh, I can see you genuinely enjoy it, even if you don't have, like, the talent necessarily.
I love that you assume it's going to be badly, like, right
off the bat. I don't think I'm a... like bad singer, but I'm not a good singer. Like it'll be okay, and I'm not gonna do a horrible job, but it's not gonna be great.
Ryan is the singer out of us.
You game the system. Pick an artist that's dead and sing their song.
Just to their grave.
How's that work? Yeah,
that's fun.
Pick an album.
That's a cute little time. Yeah, sure. I think I'd also rather. The like to the artist, but then also I would never want to see them again. I wouldn't want to like talk after. I think it'd be like, okay, thanks, bye. Like,
I mean, I don't think I'd want to meet any person that I like.
Oh yeah, that's a good question. Is like, are you guys people who would want to meet celebrities or like idols?
I think it'd be neat, but I don't think I'd go my way.
I mean, I think it'd be neat to meet someone that I don't really care about. Like, let's say Brad Pitt. Of like, I don't care about Brad Pitt. He's a famous actor, but, you know, he's fine. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any, like, particular big love for him. So it'd be like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. If he's nice.
I have a particular
like,
yeah, he's kind of a nice guy. In Hollywood. But
if there's any person that I'm like, yeah, I like this person a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are many celebrities that really fit that vein, but if there were, then I would not want to meet them.
Yeah, I kind of do believe in the like don't meet your heroes thing. Because I think I would like either overthink things or maybe they would turn out to be like super bad.
I mean, I think I would just overthink, and I'd feel bad of like, yeah, you're a celebrity, you must get approached all the time, and here I am, some nobody, being like, hey, I like your stuff. Like, I don't know, I just feel bad about doing it, and overthink it, or I'm like, why did I do that at all? But if I kind of ran into a celebrity randomly, and I don't care about them, I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of recognize you, and that's kind of the extent of the conversation, then that would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I do overthink, like, constantly my interactions with just human beings.
If I do as well.
There's this, like, local coffee shop, and the barista there is wonderful, and anytime I talk to her, I'm like, damn, she's so cool. But then I'm like, oh man, did I look like an idiot, like ordering my like vanilla oat latte?
Yeah, I feel that. I do that for so many conversations. Like any conversation that gets a little more like beyond small talk, mm-hmm. like, all right, why did you say it that or this? Like, why did you say this thing or why did you say it that way?
Right. Yeah. So it would probably be even worse with like someone that I idolize in some way. Yeah, I could see that. Alrighty. Would you rather never get a haircut again or never shave again? For me, this is easy. Because like I'd rather never get a haircut again. I'm already growing my hair out like super long. Like, okay, it'll just get longer.
That's a tough one. I think.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Never get a haircut again.
Okay.
Shaving, if your mustache gets too long, that's just.
Awesome. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't it like curl into your mouth?
Not quite. It just gets long and almost like overhangs a bit.
That's kind of funny though. When you talk, it like poofs out. Could be fun.
A little bit, yeah.
It's probably annoying, but it would be fun to watch.
I mean, mustache hair is usually a lot like thicker. So it doesn't necessarily like move around as a lot.
Sad.
I think I'm going to agree with Ryan on that. Because I feel like long hair for guys can be a good look, yeah. But scraggly facial hair is not.
Yeah.
I would like our audio listeners to know that Adam has never like grown out his facial hair that much. So I don't think any one of the three of us know that it would always be scraggly if you never shaved.
I mean, I've never like done it on an extended period, but I just had surgery last month, and post surgery I was like, okay, I'm gonna just let it go. And I don't know. I mean, it wasn't too long. I don't think it was a full week of letting it go. Maybe just under. Mm-hmm. But it was annoying me like crazy. I mean, just super itchy and scratchy, and
yeah,
it's not good.
After a while, you get used to it, and it's very nice for the winter because it keeps your face warm. But one of the things I liked is because I almost sort of like grew it out of laziness. I've been growing this one for like over a year.
And it makes me very happy. I'm going to be clear. Yeah. Since the beginning of this podcast, I've been like, these boys should grow out their facial hair.
I was going to say, though, I might shave it like next month. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I told my girlfriend that. She's like, you should keep it. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. but it's partly like a laziness thing because it's like when you don't grow it out, if you want to like be clean shaven, you almost need to shave like every 3 days.
All the time, yeah.
And it's like, that's a lot. Not like a ton, but it's like, if I don't do that, that's like an extra 2 minutes I get every 3 days.
Yeah.
Maximizing time.
As a very, very white woman with very dark hair, like in the summer, shaving legs is like every single day kind of thing. Because if you get like even the little stubble back, then you're like, ugh. It's obvious kind of thing. So I don't know. The upkeep of it can be really annoying. And it's nice in the winter months to just be like, I don't have to think about that. yeah. I don't know. I think facial hair is fun. I took a like theater makeup class in college and it was so much fun. Loved it. Great time. Adam had the, I'm sure, absolute pleasure of seeing me like right after that class all the time because we had a class together. And so I'd sometimes come in looking like a clown. One of the classes, we got to like give ourselves beards and like facial hair, like full glued on, like in a pattern and everything like that. And it was like, this is fun. Like it's like a fun new accessory thing. I don't know why you guys don't do it. You guys can just like do that. And I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather erase your own memories of someone or erase someone else's memories of you?
Someone else's memories of me.
Yeah. Okay. I think that'd be fun.
Okay. Would you, what would your next steps be? Like, would you want to reintroduce yourself?
I feel like you could scam someone with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sort of Groundhog Day, then. I was talking earlier about how I watched Groundhog Day for the first time.
Did you watch it like for Groundhog Day or for fun?
Just for fun. I planned on watching Groundhog Day, and then like things came up, and then I just like procrastinated, and I was like, "Oh, this is on my list. I'll watch this."
Fair.
Bill Murray's character definitely takes advantage of people because he's like knows stuff about him. I could really mess with someone. Like if I have like a good friend and make them forget me, and then like be like, "Yeah, I'm from the future. I know everything about you."
Yeah, that would get people, I think. Yeah.
I was not thinking along the lines of any of this. I was not thinking about scams. I was thinking about if I've done an embarrassing thing, then I can ensure that no one else knows about it.
Okay, yeah.
And that was kind of the extent of that.
I think that's good.
Because I'm sure we all have this. There's like things we did as kids that like haunt you to this day. And sometimes you'll be like, laying awake at night. Remember when I did this stupid thing that was really embarrassing when I was in sixth grade? Great. And I'm sure as a practical matter, literally no one else remembers this except me. But it would be nice to be like, nope, that's gone.
Yeah.
Like in that Phineas and Ferb Aglet episode where Doofenshmirtz is trying to erase the memory of his viral video.
Yeah. I also think I would erase someone's memory of me, mostly because I would hate to like erase the memory of someone else from my life. So it's less of a like because I specifically have a thing I want to do, but just because I don't want to do the other one. I don't know whose memory it erased me though. So that would be a time. That would take some careful consideration. But probably someone like insignificant. I don't know.
I was thinking people that I had like very few interactions with.
Yeah.
But maybe one of them was bad. And so I'm just like, nope, gone. Because I'm also someone who cares way too much about what other people think about me. So it's like, okay, well, forget that. Once you could have the like, okay, I made a bad first impression. Just boom. All right, now you do this again, then can correct it. Which I guess is getting to scam territory now, but
yeah,
I was thinking about it more just to make sure that I don't do things that are dumb.
I think that's fair. I don't know. I feel like there's so much potential for like bad effects that I wouldn't necessarily know about with that to like fully be erased. I don't know.
Yeah, we're definitely are. That's definitely like, I'm sure people that I would think about, I've possibly made more an impact. Like, or maybe not think about me, but just generally, people make more of an impact on others than you might anticipate. And so maybe you wouldn't understand that before you're erasing. And that profoundly could impact someone's life.
Yeah, I think so. Some of these are like obvious to me at least. Would you rather sell all of your possessions or one of your organs? I've already lost a couple of organs. What's one more?
So many of my organs are out of my body. Yeah. I'll give you a kidney.
There's a lot of like useless.
So my organs aren't even functional. You can take them.
Like it's fine.
Or if you own a piano shop.
Oh. Would you rather be asked the same question at the beginning of every conversation over and over and over again, or never be spoken to again?
Ask the same question immediately. I need human interaction. I would die.
Fair. Same. But it kind of reminded me, did you guys see that like TikTok thing where there was this woman and I think her like handle was Beth the Baker? It might not have been Beth, but definitely name the Baker. And then she uploaded this like rant where she was like, I hate it when people ask me what my favorite thing to bake is. Like it's just like, I'm just baking. Like it's just a job kind of thing. And it's like, people are trying to relate to you kind of thing. But it reminded me of that, of like, I guess at some point you do get annoyed with like the same question over and over and over again. Like I can see that, to try to have some empathy for her. But do you think it's a silly thing to get mad over?
People that don't like to talk about the weather. Well, what else is there to talk about?
yeah, this is something we're all living through. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I would much rather people ask me questions. All right. Let's see. Special abilities. Oh. Would you rather be able to speak all languages or speak to animals?
Animals.
I know. This one's hard. That's for me.
That's tough. So here's my thought process.
Yeah.
Both are great, and for different reasons. One, it would be super great to speak all languages, especially for the comedy of it all.
Yeah.
Of, oh, I speak that language too. Don't talk crap about me, but also just generally like swapping languages constantly.
Sure.
There's a couple people I follow on TikTok who know a bunch of languages, and like that's one of their driving forces of like, oh, you thought I didn't speak Mandarin? Well, I do. Joke's on you.
Yeah.
And then it would just be great to speak to animals. But downside for the animal thing is I feel like it'd be really sad.
But it also maybe you could help them. I think animals, because I could potentially, it would take work, obviously, but I could learn other languages. But I can't learn how to speak to animals. Like, that is a special ability kind of
thing. I could theoretically.
Yeah.
Put forth effort and learn other languages.
I could be stalked by the Duolingo bird enough to, like, learn another language.
In Baldur's Gate 3, you can speak to animals as a spell or a potion, and every animal is hysterical, and it's absolutely worth it to have the ability to speak with animals right at all times, because it's just, it adds so much to your game to be able to do that. Everyone is hilarious.
Love that.
I think I'd go with animals. I think you could unite them all, take out the human race. I could be perfect.
I do like that all of yours have situation. Like an essence of scam to them.
Yeah. That's the goal of it. I'm beating the system.
Would you rather be the funniest person in every room or the most intelligent person in every room? I'm going funniest.
I'm thinking funniest. Yeah, funniest. I don't want to be too egotistical, but I'm feeling pretty self-confident in right now. And I feel like I'm pretty smart.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, I think I'm kind of funny too, but not like crazy funny. So it would be nice to be able to be funny. I think there's a lot that you can gain with good comedic timing of getting people to like you.
Sure. Yeah.
You can't really do that with, you can't really do that with intelligence. I mean, you can, but it works differently with intelligence. And you can wind up alienating people with intelligence where you won't with good comedy skills. If you have good comedy skills, because you have to know timing and the atmosphere for it.
Yeah. I hate being the smartest person. It does not happen like all the time. I'm not saying like it's just my life kind of thing. But like there's been times obviously in life. And it sucks. Because I want to learn things. I like learning. I don't want to be, like, constantly explaining things or anything like that. Like, I'd much rather be funny, like, and have just jokes and, like, still have the ability to learn from other people in the room.
That you said this, because I was thinking the same thing as well. You didn't want to sound like a jerk. But, yeah, it does kind of suck to be when you're this much. Like, yeah, same thing that doesn't happen. A lot. But when it does, it's a little annoying of like, yep, this is, I'm going to explain this thing again. And and like, I don't know. It's annoying to.
The thing is.
And it's no one's fault. You're never like, and I want to genuinely help people understand, but it's always like, okay, we're going through this again. Or like in a classroom setting of like, yep, got this. We don't need to keep revisiting this.
How is it going to help you take over the world, Ryan? Whichever one.
Well, you know, I'm already the funniest person in the room, so might as well go for intelligent.
Just add on.
Add some spice, yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God. Okay. This is a good evil villain question. Nope. Would you rather be able to control your own emotions or other people's emotions?
if I'm going the evil villain route, I think other people's emotions.
Okay, fair enough. I think you can make an argument, though, of, like, if you're able to fully control your emotions, then you can, like, also manipulate people through that.
That's true, yeah.
So I don't know which is better for villainy. Oh.
I'm thinking control others as well. I guess I don't know how much benefit there is to controlling your own. I at least don't feel, maybe this is a guy thing of, like, you're not in touch with my emotions, who knows. But I don't feel, like, controlled by emotions a lot of the time. Definitely feel emotions, but it's not like guiding all of my actions, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I can acknowledge that I'm feeling certain things and not let that, like, make me be mean because I'm angry or something.
Yeah.
But not everyone, well, I don't know. But controlling other people could de-escalate situations. You could, I don't know, manipulate if you're going that route.
Sure.
So there's a little bit more of an advantage when I feel like I wouldn't gain as much to control my own, or controlling my own, like, there's advantages to feeling emotions, and controlling it can sometimes be like avoiding that, I guess.
I have, like, pretty bad anxiety, and would love to just be able to say, like, actually, no, yeah, not today.
I was not considering anxiety as an emotion, but I suppose it is, and totally that would be good to control.
Yeah, I'd love to just, like, turn it off.
I'm overthinking everything.
Yeah. Anxiety is an emotion. The new Inside Out movie.
Pixar really gets us.
Disney's advertising for this episode.
That's for our sponsor.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other thoughts, Ryan?
I don't know, I agree. Like, I always feel like I was in control of my emotions. That, like,
yeah.
Nothing to gain.
Fair enough.
For world domination, nothing to gain, at least.
Yeah.
I take back the nothing to gain in response to the anxiety point. I was not thinking about that. That definitely is an advantage. But I still maintain I'd be more in advantage to control other people.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Would you rather be able to detect every lie you hear or get away with every lie you tell?
Detect lies. I don't think I lie that much.
Yeah.
I think I'm better at lying than some of our friends might think due to instances in certain lying games, but...
You're awful at it.
I maintain that if I have a reason to lie... then it's gonna go fine. I don't have a reason to lie, and if we're playing a joking little game, not like a life or whatever, but whatever. I've never had those situations that I just don't really lie. So
any social deduction game where Adam needs to be socially deduced.
All right, maybe he'll
go like, you should watch the video version of this podcast on Spotify or YouTube to see what I'm doing.
Margo imitate my looks.
It's not me. It's not me.
Maybe I should take that get away with the line so I can be good at social deduction games.
I'd like to detect lies, but I also think it would make me sad.
It would make me sad, that's true.
Like, what if someone was lying about something that I, like, didn't want them to lie about? Like, what if I was like, how are you doing? And they were like, I'm great. But they were not great.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, everyone lies about that, though.
But there's, like, I think the move is when you say, I'm fine. That way people know you're not, but you're able to just, like, say, I don't want to talk about it in the moment. That's what fine means.
That's fair. No, I agree that.
Everything's good.
No, I disagree.
No, I disagree too.
Fine's awful.
What's the point?
Because of that exact reason. It's, if you're in casual small talk conversation, then it suffices. Then you're like, yeah, you know, I'm fine.
Like, but if I'm like, not well, but I don't want to talk about it.
But
when, so why you just say friends, that? That's not what fine means. Because
that's so much longer than just saying
fine. Like, I don't want to burden people with my problems. And that's also kind of talking about it. If I say I'm fine, then someone can ask me of, like, oh, what's going on? And then they've invited the conversation. Or I can say I'm fine, and that's that. Because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm terrible, actually. Let me talk about it. I don't want to do that. Because I don't want to bother people. But this is the invitation to them if they want to know more.
It's really funny to me. Friend of the pod, Esther and I, we were roommates in college and it was lovely. But anytime either one of us was quote unquote fine, it was like war between us. Because like, and it was so silly because it would be like, if I said I'm fine, then it's like, oh, I'm fine, seriously. But Esther would be like, no, okay, what do you mean? Because fine's not fine. But then roles would reverse. If Esther ever said she was fine, it would be like, no, you're not. Tell me what's going on, kind of thing. So it doesn't always work to not talk about it if people know you well enough. But like, no, I think fine is like the way that you say that. But I would hate it if someone was like convincingly saying like, I'm doing really well, and they were like totally lying about that. Like that would make me so sad. Like if they felt like they had to create that kind of lie. I don't know.
I'm still confused on this fine being an invitation to pretty ask. Simple. If someone says they're fine, I'm like, okay, that person's doing good, and I'm not going to pry because prying is rude.
Well, I mean, it's the double standard. Both, like, it serves both functions. Just Margo's function too of like, well, I don't want to get into it, so yeah. I'm not lying by saying I'm fine because I'm fine. It's okay, yeah. Whatever. Like I'm not great, but I'm whatever. It's fine. But that's devices for the conversation. I don't want to get into this.
And yeah,
we're good. We're done. We're moving on.
Fine is closer to bad than it is to good, but it's not so bad that you desperately need to talk about it in the moment. Kind of thing.
There's a lot in
seems backwards college. To me still, but...
I feel like we did this. I'd be like, well, we're surviving. Or I did this also a lot too. Like, yep, we're here. We're doing this thing and we're going. And that's the same thing as fine. Like, you know, not great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all alive and we're here.
Interesting.
Okay. Life moves on.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's not like help. Like, it's not a help wanted sign. You know, like, it's not necessarily like, I desperately need to talk about this right now. Because like then it's just I don't know, it's not serving its purpose. Like fine is like we could talk about it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's also not like I need to talk about this,
yes,
kind of thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Fine's fine, like it's fine.
Again, often the definition of mine of fine is the person is doing well and there's nothing more to it.
I need
but
to, like,
if I'm doing well, then I'm gonna say I'm great, or just I'm good. If I'm good, I'm that means I'm good. But if I'm fine, then
yeah.
Again, I'm lost here, but
I'm gonna make a mental note in this moment for if Ryan ever says he's fine, I don't need to be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, bud.
Because he's genuinely fine.
Yeah. It's okay.
I feel like that's such Midwest slang, too.
Yeah.
Very to have that code.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about, like, being able to detect lies, and the show Poker Face I've been watching is very good at that, because that's the whole plot, is the main character can instantly tell if someone is lying.
Okay.
By looking at them. And it's like, there's part of it where it's like, yeah, it's really annoying because people lie about like the most insignificant stuff too, so it's always confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like people lie accidentally and like stuff like that, and it's like I think it would just be annoying constantly.
That's fair. So you'd want to get away with every lie.
I want to get away with every lie. So that'll help me in world domination.
And maybe he's already doing it by saying that fine doesn't mean fine to him; it means good.
He's laying the groundwork.
He's laying the groundwork to get away with that. So I'm gonna scratch out my mental note.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Ooh, this is like only bads. Would you rather wear jeans one size too small or shoes two sizes too big? Tight pants, big shoes.
Tight pants seem less annoying than shoes, so that's what I'll do.
I
was going to go shoes, too. I feel like tight pants would suck. Yeah.
How small are your
shoes? Two sizes
too big seems really big.
But like, I could just
wear a couple flopping around and two sizes too
big
like
socks.
I feel like if you like tied the laces pretty well, you'd be fine.
Maybe. Like they might be a little loose, but like it could work. I can make it work easier than I can make tight pants work.
I guess it depends on the situation. Because, like, if I'm hiking, I cannot have two sizes too big shoes. This is going to go very poorly.
See, but in my mind, if I'm hiking, I cannot wear pants one size too small.
No, that's true, too.
Think about everything you eat. Oh, my God. Ow. Like, I already hate jeans. Yeah. All right. 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
11 feet tall.
You are... I'm 11 feet tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, which would you rather?
Or 9 inches tall?
Yeah.
How are you
going to
conquer the world at 9 inches tall?
How are you going to conquer it at 11?
Get... Everyone would look up to you.
No one You're such an easy you. Target, though. 9 inches, you can hide in the shadows and control the world from there.
I'd want somebody else to be whatever size I pick.
Yes.
I think that's what matters to me, is that I just don't want to be alone. I think I'd rather 9 inches, because then I could, like ride on my cat's back like he was an elephant. And I think that would be great.
9 inches seems like less would change, too. Like, I could still maybe less music. Yeah. Not that I guess I could do that as an 11-foot tall, but I was thinking, like,
it's not for tall people.
I'm looking around in my apartment of, like, all right, what would happen if I was suddenly 11 feet tall? And it would not fit into my apartment. But if I'm just shrink randomly now, then I can just hang out for a while. I can still access most of the things that I need. But 11 foot tall, I'd have to be crouching everywhere.
Think of how much you would save on, like food. Like,
yeah.
If you were 11 feet tall, your stomach's probably, like, needing a lot more food. Whereas, like, but 9 inches. How good
at basketball you'd be.
Yeah.
Just plop it in.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, like, used to being that much shorter than everyone else, but I'm already also used to being shorter than everyone else. So, like, it's not like I'd have to, like, look up at anyone else. I don't know. Okay. This is one of the questions on the New York Times. Like questions to find love thing, which love, I think that's great. I want to do another episode with those. I think I did one with Esther, but they're so fun. Would you rather never age physically or mentally?
Physically. Never age physically.
I'd rather never age mentally.
Why?
Because I'm like so afraid of like losing like memory or like cognitive capacity, stuff like that. Like my body is already like frail. Like it's not like I'm like working with a peak human form right now. Like I think like it's also not like I'm gonna like rapidly age or anything. Like I'm still gonna age physically as I would throughout my life, but with a sharp mind the whole time, you know. That's fine.
Yeah.
I still say physically.
This is the same thing. I think Esther said physically too. I could be wrong. I don't know. But yeah, I want to be able to like think.
I still have so much to learn.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not saying like emotionally or like intelligence wise you can't learn. I'm thinking like aging mentally is like you're losing capacity kind of thing. Like I'm worried about Alzheimer's.
Stuck at where you're at.
Well, so that's a vampiric version of the question. Like if we want to talk
vampiric, I was worried of like you don't mature. Like I wasn't thinking of it as
that's not what I want.
As like a losing memory and stuff type thing. Yes. But I was thinking like brain is like you're stuck at the emotional.
Sure. No new wrinkles.
Social maturity that you are at the time. Yeah. Like the vampire thing. But
fair enough. In that capacity.
I would not want that.
Physical, but like if I can still like use my brain as I can now and like think critically and like, you know, change critically, but not like lose its sharpness or anything like that, like I'd love that. Like, just don't decline, I guess. Yeah. Alrighty. But if we're talking vampire, I'll go team physical. Like, if it's, like, stuck at whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Ooh, relationship ones. Ooh, would you rather die before or after your partner? That's sad. Sorry. That one's a bummer one.
That is a sad one. Before.
Before.
I'll go before.
Yeah. And I've told this to every single person, like, in my life. Like, I've told this to my mom. I've told this to everyone. I'm like, I want to go first. Everyone else has got to stay. Yeah.
And you get all the benefit of, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, so we don't have to suffer through the grief of everyone else you know dying. You just are out of there.
Yeah.
Peace. Exactly. See you later. You guys deal with all that.
I'm going to switch my answer to after.
Oh, okay.
So you... I can rule the world for longer. Oh.
You'll outlive everybody.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Ooh, would you rather win 50,000 or let your best friend win 50,000?
Give me that 50K.
Yeah, give me that 50K.
Yeah, I'll help him out.
I'll toss you a few bucks, but I need the money.
Yeah.
Loan.
Oh, I also totally misread the question.
Get a better car, get a game computer.
Sorry, the actual question is, would you rather win 50,000 or let your best friend win 500,000? Does that change anyone's answer?
I'm going to talk to my friend and be like, hey, we're going to split this 50-50. And if you don't, you are not getting $500,000.
Yeah, fair enough. Game the system. All right.
I think I still might just take the 50. I mean, I just don't know if I...
Think about the taxes on $250,000.
No, this is magical. This is magical. Tax-free.
The government can't tax.
I feel like I no friend, nobody is gonna be like, yeah, here's 50K out of my 500K.
No, I'm saying we split it like half. Otherwise, they're not getting $500,000.
But also,
could just not do that. They could be like, yeah, I'll totally give you half. Hit that magic button. Oh, I think you
find a friend I would trust, and I feel like that friend would be pretty grateful at the beginning.
I'm just saying, I think money would change people. I think people would get the $500,000 and you'd suddenly realize they weren't as good of a friend as you thought they were.
Adam, I would trust you. I would give you $500,000. I'd be like, Adam, we're going to split 50-50, right?
I would trust both of you guys.
Thanks. Absolutely. I thought Adam was about to say, and I would take it and run.
And that's a bad decision. No, I would share the...
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing, is I think you have to like trust the person, but like also if I were like the friend in this scenario, I would be like, oh, you guaranteed that I would get this, of course I want to like get back for that decision, kind of thing. Like it wouldn't be like a question of like,
yeah,
I don't know. All right, would you rather marry someone who doesn't love you or marry someone you don't love? Another bummer one.
Both those don't sound great.
Both bad for sure. So it's either like, is your love unrequited or is their love unrequited?
I don't know. Both of them sound pretty terrible.
Terrible.
Sorry.
Speaking of the New York Times, do you guys do any of the connections?
Yeah, I do.
I'm still doing Crystal Castle and Contexto, but I haven't gotten into Connections.
Connections is so difficult.
So fun and so difficult. Did you see the one the other day that was... the ones I thought recently were pretty difficult was there was one that was musical instruments at like the start of words, like cellophane.
It was cellophane, this was yesterday, cellophane, bassinet. Now I'm blanking. Those are the two I remember for sure. But they're all, I got it because I was like, these are all really long words.
Exactly.
In comparison to everything else. So I was like, maybe that's it.
After you played it for a while, you almost like, you know, like you're playing with like a serial killer and it's like you learn to detect the clues.
Yep.
I also
the clues are stupid a lot of the time. It's like, I don't know, there's a lot of
with a different first letter. So like mellow. Oh God, blue.
That killed me.
I knew that one right away. I was like, oh, I know you're on.
Oh really? Absolutely not.
I know your game.
Well, you gotta get on the connections games. I'm in on this.
Scary.
Yeah. It's really difficult. It's really difficult because the clues don't make sense. And particularly yesterday with those musical instruments.
Yeah.
One last point on that, because I'm sure this is super relatable content. But two of the guesses, or especially one in particular, was stupid because the words didn't even fit it. Three of the words fit, but one of them absolutely did not fit the category that they had placed it in. Which was plastic or buckwheat.
Oh, yeah. And then
I would never consider plastic. Yeah, that too. Blue for erotic. It was like, what is the meaning? What various meanings attributed to the color blue? And what is erotic? Like, I wouldn't say that. No, that's red instead of that color.
No, because you're like, I don't mean to get blue, but like, and then you say something super nasty.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
No, that's like, that's the thing. When something gets like, it's like when people are like, pardon my French about cussing. It's like, sorry to get blue.
I've never heard that. I associate red with the like,
seductive. Well, that's the erotic color, like for sure. But blue is like a like turn of phrase about it, not like a like, and here's a sexy color. I mean, maybe you like blue. I don't know, but it's about like, I don't mean to get blue.
Funny, I've never heard that before.
No. I'd rather not love someone.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too.
When someone who doesn't love me.
Yeah, like I'd want them to love me. I don't know. Like, maybe that's selfish, but like,
I think the nature of the question implies that you're stuck in this relationship.
Yeah.
If the solution is just to get divorced, then there's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But I think the self-servingness of it would dictate.
Okay.
That I'm not one with them. Which still sucks for you, but I'm feeling it sucks just a little bit less than unrequited love for someone you know will never love you back.
Interesting.
Yeah. Would you rather find out your partner hated dogs or that they cheated on their ex? Two unrelated things to each
other. I'd rather find out they hate dogs.
Yeah,
I'd rather they cheated on their ex.
What?
A lot of people don't like dogs, but not many people cheat on their ex.
But
Let me try
to convince me.
I think that if they like hate dogs, like not just I don't want one, not just they're not for me, if they hate dogs, that is a current red flag about them right now. If they cheated on their ex, that could be like in high school they were a stupid teenager. That could be like something they got too horny, too drunk at some point. It doesn't necessarily mean a bad reflection on the character in this moment. If they were like, I've cheated on every person I've ever been with. Okay. All right. But like, if they were like, I cheated on an ex versus I hate dogs.
I mean, I think if we're choosing between Cruella de Vil and someone that cheated, I think I'd still go with Cruella de Vil. There's not that many Cruella de Vils out there.
No, I think you've convinced me of this now, of the distinction between a past action that is maybe rectified versus a current thing.
Yeah.
I still like, think of the, like, cheaters are going to keep cheating. If someone's cheating in the past, they're likely to do it to you. It really hurts to, like, trust in them to know that they have betrayed the trust in someone else.
Yeah.
I think. But it is not a flaw that cannot be remedied. Whereas I currently hate dogs.
Yeah.
But I wasn't taking it that way. I was taking it into like, dogs aren't for me.
Yeah.
See, that, okay, sure.
But that would make the question much easier. So it should be the harder option of they're just disgusted by dogs, which is a good
word. I'll go with that one. And then since I can speak with animals, I'll convince them to love them.
I can change them.
Yeah.
We're gonna set up a Little Mermaid style kiss the girl thing with all the dogs.
Anyway,
one last one. What time are we at?
4:52.
Oh, okay. Let me find a quick one. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos that spontaneously appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Oh my god.
I'll do the skin.
I'll do the skin too. And I do visual representations.
I would want to be sad all the time so I could be blue like the Navi.
Yeah, like mood ring skin or like hieroglyphics of your activities the past day.
Well,
that's hard.
I'm thinking as like, all right, I'm a lawyer. I could be in court one day.
How you have to hide your emotions sometimes.
How visual is this? Yeah, you have to hide your emotions.
Yeah.
And how visual are the tattoos? Like, if I am dressed in a suit, are the tattoos on my face as well?
I think bare minimum they have to be on your neck.
That's okay. Your neck's mostly covered. Well, I guess not.
I think the worst thing you did yesterday is right up there.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because the visual depiction, you can pass off like, yeah, I got this like skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
But not literally, but that's at least more understandable versus like, oh, if you did something particularly bad, now I'm in court and there is a visual depiction of that thing.
Hear me out. What if you're working with a client, you're hoping to get them off, like save their life or whatever, you know? But the opposite side just came up with their opening statement and it was really fucking good. And then your skin changes color to nervous. And then your client
is like, nervous.
Like,
what color
is
nervous being?
I don't know. Something like a warning-y type thing. I'm thinking
flashing
like
yellow and red.
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe orange, which is a combination of yellow and red. Like, I don't know. But yeah, what if that made them like lose confidence in you? What if you were like, ooh?
I mean, I think you could still pass it off of like,
yeah,
you know, you get nervous. Oh, you could do that too. If like, no, that's confident. We're gonna destroy these people.
Okay.
And then you just never see them again. So you have to make a different color, the different thing, depending on what the situation is.
And compounding my previous answer, everyone listens to my lies, so.
That's true. They believe it.
Building these answers into superpowers. Exactly. We're all going to have $250,000. We're all going to be able to lie our way through anything.
I'm 11 foot tall, can lie my way through everything. I can speak to animals. My wife doesn't love me, but I'm going to outlive her.
All right, with that, now what are you doing? It's the funniest in the room.
And that's how I take over the world.
Yeah, I don't know. What's bad or what's good? I don't know.
I talked about going to the movies, and I forgot to mention that when I went and saw Tenet, I saw an IMAX, which was really cool. And then before the movie, they like showed a preview for Dune. I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then the movie started, and then it started playing Dune. Like Dune 2, the one that's like not out yet. And I was like, oh, what is this? Like, is there another preview? But it was just like the movie. And so like they got like 10 minutes in and some people complained and like went and got the manager and they like stopped the movie and then the lights like came on and we just like sat there in silence for 2 minutes and then they put the right movie on.
That's incredible.
You fully could have just saw Dune 2 before anyone else.
Exactly. It was someone had been like,
oh my god,
I want to watch Tenet.
Like, I got a burning desire to see Tenet. I don't care about this Dune 2 nonsense. I want to see this really confusing time travel movie.
Yeah.
Wait, that's super cool, though. You saw the first, like 10
minutes.
10 minutes,
yeah.
Like, wow. That's really fun.
Like, 4 days ahead of everyone else, I guess.
Yeah. That is fun. I love it when movie theaters, like, things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, like, what happens. Like, what's everyone's, like, response to it? Like, really, like, the worst one that happened was there was, like, a huge thunderstorm when I went to see a movie at some point. I don't even remember what movie. Oh, yes, I do. It was Solo. A Star Wars story. Yeah. And it was the second time I'd seen it in theaters. And, like, halfway through the movie, like, the screen just goes to, like, static. Because, like, they had sort of lost power or connection or something because of the thunderstorm. And it was just interesting seeing everyone kind of go like, he was doing a Kessel run though. Like, what are we supposed to do? Yeah, I don't know. But seeing like 10 minutes of an unreleased movie, that's really fun. Like, that's really cool. Yeah. Don't know how much I have. Went to a like clay supply store and we got like a 25 pound of bag of clay, and I'm very excited. We're gonna start doing like some at home pottery stuff. Yeah, it'll be really cool. And there's a website called like Kilnshare where you can go and like find local people who have like kilns, so you can rent them out for a day or afternoon or something to like not have to buy like a $3,000 piece of equipment that you also can't really have inside and like stuff like that. So that really works out.
In your oven.
Some clay, like low fire clay, not what we got, but
make a fire. Some.
So that's a thing is like, now that I'm getting into this, I'm like major flashbacks to primitive technology.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, what if I just like built a little fire kiln, like with just wood and rocks, and just did it in the like back bit of my apartment complex? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's like really fun though, and I like the idea of making these things from scratch, but it does make me want to like just go out in the woods and like start doing it all.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam?
So I don't know if I have anything good or bad necessarily, but I do have a something, and this is probably more than anything just a weird thing that I do.
Okay. But what do we call that? Hang on.
Quirks.
It's not no, I mean like it's not like a sunny thing or a rainy thing.
No.
Cloudy thing?
Why not? It's
a fine thing.
A fine thing. It's fine. Well, is it bad? Is it secretly bad?
I don't think it's bad. I think it's just clearly one of these like things I do that is not based in logic necessarily.
Okay.
All right. I should
just let's hear it and then just
yeah. So I had a dentist appointment this past weekend. I don't like going to the dentist, not because it's scary or anything, but I really hate the way it makes my teeth and gums feel after they do the cleaning.
Yeah.
It's just really uncomfortable for me and it lasts a while and I really hate it. So my strategy for the dentist is to brush and floss and everything as best as possible in a couple weeks before the dentist and day of, especially day of, like right before I go, so that they have to do extremely minimal cleaning on my teeth to minimize this horrific discomfort feeling that I hate that lasts the rest of the day. And I maybe accomplished it perfectly for this visit. I was in and out in like 20 minutes and the discomfort feeling only lasted for like 20 minutes after the visit. So
that's huge.
Nailed it.
I love
and
that.
Many might be thinking, well, clearly that means you made your teeth really well by doing all this. Why don't you do this all the time? And that's where the logic ends. I am bad at brushing my teeth, but I do not put forth the same effort when I do and not cramming for the test, essentially. Mm-hmm.
I do the exact same thing. Not because, like, I don't like the dentist or whatever, but, like, if you floss, like, every day 2 weeks before your appointment and, like, brush really well, they'll be like, oh, wow, you do a great job flossing. And it's like, yeah, thanks, I know. Even though I don't floss whenever, I only floss 2 weeks before my dentist appointment.
Yeah, okay. Glad someone else is on the same page.
Yeah.
That's the other benefit, too. If they're like, wow, your teeth are really nice. You must do such a good job. I'm like, I don't floss, like, almost never, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
I started flossing 2 weeks ago, and today was the last day of that.
I do floss, I would say, like, 6 out of 7 nights of the week. And what I get mad about is, like, I genuinely do. And every single time, they're like, you should floss. And I'm like,
I mean, I think they just say that.
Do.
I think they have to say it to every single person, because no one flosses, so they just say it to everybody.
And But I have, like, one in Pennsylvania, so in, like, high school, that told me, like, you should be flossing every morning and night. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because if I floss at night and I do it right, then, like, all the food's out of my teeth. I'm not, like, snacking asleep. Like, I don't need to floss again when I wake up, kind of thing.
I had one of my hygienists said the same thing. Of like, you have to floss morning and night. I'm like, that's ridiculous. What am I possibly doing extra by doing this? Like you said, I'm like, when I floss at night,
I'm done.
I'm not eating another thing until the next morning. I'm gaining nothing by flossing again in the morning. Nothing has changed.
Weirdest thing. I don't know. I had a love-hate relationship with that dentist, though, because I feel like she would just, like, she was really funny, but she was also sometimes really mean. And it was like, okay, all right.
My dentist have been quite mean. I need a mouth guard at night, and before I got the mouth guard, they were so mean about my teeth, and it made me feel really bad.
Yeah.
And now it's cut off, because they're just like, does he have a mouth guard? And they're like, yes. I'm like, oh, good. And that's the that's mean enough, but that's the extent I have to deal with. Before, they're like, your teeth look awful, and there's so many mean comments of like, oh, it looks like they're like 50-year-old teeth. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, we get it.
Like, yeah, I also, my teeth are not like perfectly straight, but they're straight enough that I don't need braces.
Yeah,
but they're just not like perfect. Like, they're not like veneers or anything like that. And so like, so many dentists have been like, I don't know, like, you don't need it for like the structural integrity of your teeth, but like, if you want, like, if you want them to be prettier. And I'm like, I think they're fine. Like,
exact same thing. I went to an orthodontist for a thing, and he was like, you have like A- teeth.
Yeah.
Like, well, great. I don't need anything then.
Absolutely.
That's passing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more than passing.
Like, flying colors. I also do think I need a mouth guard, though, for sleeping, because I do sometimes, like, bite my tongue, because I'll grind my teeth.
I mean, for years, I put off, because they were making these super mean comments to my teeth, and I'm like, man, my teeth are just like this. Like, I don't, because I never had any pain grinding, like, all the things where you're like, wake up or whatever. Never, ever, ever, ever. But now that I do have a mouth guard, there are marks on it. So clearly I am doing it, even if I never realized it.
Fair.
My dentist tells me that I grind my sleep, and I replied, I'm always grinding.
Have a sunny Wednesday.
Bye.